Hey, Dino, want to take a little walk with me and Pebbles? Okay, bring your leash. Wait, Dino, wait. Hold it. Let me put the leash on. Now, hold it. Dino, cut it out. Now, stop it, Dino. Heel, boy, heel. Come on, Dino, cut it out.
Fred, wait a minute. You forgot the baby. Ooh, that man.
Okay. Up goes the baby. And down she comes. Up she goes. Down she comes. Is my little sweetheart enjoying herself? More? All right. Up goes the baby. Down she... Oh, no. Pebbles, what are you doing up there? Oh, boy, I gotta get Pebbles down from there before Wilma finds out. Don't panic, honey. I'll be right back.
I wonder if the clothes are washed yet. They've been in the washer a long time. Just a few more minutes, Oscar.
Boy, in a few minutes, I'll have dishpan feet.
All right, Pebbles, be calm. Daddy's back.
Fred, what are you doing?
Oh, hi, honey. I'm just getting Pebbles used to high places.
You'll get used to high places on your head if you don't get her down from there this instant.
Yes, dear.
Why don't you do something useful? Like, take Pebbles for a ride in her carriage.
Nothing doing. No baby carriage stuff for me.
It would be good for your growing bodies.
I stopped growing years ago.
Not sideways, you haven't.
Oh, very funny, Wilma, very funny. Here, you take little Pebbles for a ride in a carriage.
I'm too busy, Fred. Now, I insist you take Pebbles for an airing.
That is out, O-W-T, out. When I see a guy pushing a baby carriage, I always say, there goes a hand-packed husband. Nobody's gonna say that about me.
Well, Fred, a lot of husbands are proud to be seen pushing a baby carriage. But not my husband. He's ashamed of his little daughter.
Oh, no.
Come on, Pebbles, honey. We don't want to embarrass your father.
Okay. I'm sorry, Wilma. I'll take little Pebbly Poo out in a carriage. You know I'm proud of my baby.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Fred. I'll get Pebbles ready. And take Dino along. He'd like that.
Okay. The coast is clear. Not a sign of Barney. If he saw me pushing a baby carriage, I'd never hear the end of it. Nothing personal, Pebbles, but Barney just wouldn't understand.
Hello, Fred. Like you say, there goes a hen-pecked husband.
I'm gonna hen-peck you right on the nose, wise guy.
Oh, hold it, Fred. Hey, remember, we're members of the Loyal Order of Buffaloes, and Rule 63 says never strike a lodge member.
Yeah, that's right. It's lucky for you, you're my lodge brother.
Hey, let's have the secret lodge handshake, Fred.
Okay.
Rack-a-dack-a-dee. Rack-a-dack-a-doo.
Water buffalo.
Moo. Moo. Moo.
Sometimes the thought of growing up scares the daylights out of me.
Barney, I want you to take little Bam Bam out for a walk.
Bup, bup.
Okay, buddy. I'll be with you in a minute, Fred. And we hen-pecked husbands can stroll together.
Hey, Barney, Has Baby Bam Bam still got all that strength?
I don't understand it, Fred, but every day Bam Bam gets stronger and stronger.
I never saw anything like that boy. I hope he always harnesses that power for peaceful uses.
Hey, where should we take the kids, Fred? The bowling alley?
Nah, the guys that give us an awful ribbing. Let's go to the park.
The park? Well, okay, if you say so.
It's kind of nice here, huh, buddy? Sort of relaxing.
Oh, I can relax better in a bowling alley.
Yeah, me too, but since Pebbles was born, I haven't got time to do much bowling.
Yeah, the same here. Since we got Bam Bam, Betty and I lead a sheltered life.
Isn't that a pretty picture? Pebbles is falling asleep.
Bam Bam's sleeping, too. Hey, how about looking around while the kids are snoozing, huh?
Yeah, good idea. I'll have Dino keep an eye on them. Now, be a good Dino and don't let anyone near Pebbles and Bam Bam. You understand? That's a good boy. Come on, Barney, let's go.
Hey, Fred, look. The park playground.
Yeah, look at those kids. They're having a ball.
Hey, there's Timothy McBalder going up the slide. Whee!
Look at the marblehead boy on the rings. He's pretty good.
You know, I used to have a very short tail.
Me too.
Remember when we were kids, Barney? We used to think the playground was the greatest.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I was a kid again.
Come on, Barney, higher, higher! Whee! Push harder, Barney, push harder! Whee!
One side, Buster, I'll give him the next push.
Give it all you got this time, Barney!
Tell him to stay off that kiddie swing.
Hey, Fred, that's a kid swing.
Not the way you push it, wise guy.
I didn't push you, Fred. That was a cop.
A cop?
Yeah, he was going to run you in. He said the swing was for kids, but I fixed it.
How?
I told him you were a big, fat kid at heart.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, it's Dino.
And Pebbles. Dino, stop. Come back here.
Heel, Dino, heel. Oh, she's headed for the zoo.
Here's the carriage, but no Pebbles.
Gee, maybe she crawled into the cage with that saber-toothed tiger.
My baby! I'm going in there and get her.
Oh, no, Fred, no. The tiger's a killer.
Now, shut up. I'm here for my baby. Pebbles, are you in there? Nothing. Now look at the cage. Pebbles, darling, where are you?
Hey, Fred, look out. The tiger's going in after you. Oh, I can't look.
Now, don't bother me. Pebbles! Here, Pebbles!
Hey, Fred!
Ouch! Cut it out now! Cut it out!
Hey, Fred!
Can't you see I'm busy? Quiet!
But Fred, I found Pebbles! She wasn't in the cage after all!
Pebbles! Uh-oh!
Hey, stop complaining, Fred. With the seat out of your suit, this is the only way you can get home.
Shut up, Barney. Just keep pushing.
Sure.
Fred! What? What happened to you?
Never mind what happened. It all adds up to I am not taking Pebbles out in the carriage again, period.
Well, then you can go right out and mow the lawn after you change your suit.
Every weekend it's the same thing. Fix that. Mow the lawn. Fix this. Guy works all week, then he has to work all weekend, too. What a life.
Well, if it isn't old Fatso Freddy making like a woodpecker. Hey, Fred!
Elmo Rockbottom, how are you, you old henpecked husband? I've seen you still pushing a carriage.
Yeah, I'm headed for the DA club.
The DA club?
Yeah, Daddy's Anonymous. It's a club we fathers have. Instead of doing chores around the house every weekend, we take the baby out for a walk.
So what's great about that?
Well, we stop off at the club and play friendly games of cards. By the time we get back from our walk, it's too dark to do any yard work.
What a great idea! Can I join Daddy's Anonymous, Elmo?
Sure! We're having a big membership drive right now. Just wheel your baby to the rear of Boulder's Garage. Three knocks on the door will get you in.
Gee, thanks, Elmo. I'll put Pebbles into her carriage and be right over.
Fine. See you later, pal. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta, Fred. Daddy's Anonymous. What a break for us weekend workers. Oh, Pebbles, put your bonnet on, honey. Daddy's taking you for a little walk. Gangway Wilma, I'm coming through.
Fred, what are you doing?
I'm going to take my daughter out for a little walk, that's what.
But you said you'd never take Pebbles out in her carriage again.
So I changed my mind.
Did you mow the lawn yet?
No, I didn't. My daughter's health comes before mowing the lawn. We'll be back in time for dinner. Bye, Wilma.
Sometimes I feel Mother never told me all when I got married.
She couldn't. It's really on-the-job training.
Yeah, all your life.
Yeah.
Daddy's Anonymous, here comes a new member. Boy, am I lucky that Elmo wised me up. Wonder how long it's been going on.
How long what's been going on, Fred?
Barney!
Gee, pal, I didn't think I'd see you pushing a baby carriage again.
Well, this is different. Me and Pebbles are going to join a father-daughter club.
Hey, no kidding. Can I come along?
Yeah, I guess so. Come on. But it's a big secret, so don't blab anything to Wilma.
Oh, not me, Fred, not me.
This is it, Barney. Boulder's Garage. We have to go around to the back door. Here it is. D.A. Daddy's Anonymous. And Elmo said to knock three times.
Yes?
And the name's Flintstone. My friend and I are daddies, and we want to join the club.
Fine, fine. Park your carriages over there.
Thanks. Be right back.
Wow-wee, look at that parking lot. This thing is caught on big, Fred.
Yeah, I guess about every daddy in town is here today. There you are, Pebbles, honey. Daddy'll be back soon.
And be a good boy, Bam Bam.
Isn't that cute? Pebbles and Bam Bam sure get along nicely.
Well, why not? They talk the same language. Baby talk.
Come right in, fellows.
Thanks.
It's a pleasure.
Hello? Oh, hiya, Wilma. No, Fred isn't here. He and Barney took off with the kids a few hours ago.
They've been gone all afternoon. I'm getting worried.
Oh, I wouldn't worry, Wilma. The boys are probably having a ball with Pebbles and Bam Bam and don't realize it's so late.
I win again. Looks like you and I are the only lucky ones, Elmo.
Not luck, Fred. Skill. Go ahead, George. Deal a new hand.
You're both too skillful for me. Besides, I gotta go.
Me too. Count me out, fellas.
All right, Barney, you deal the cards.
Oh, not me, Fred. I'm cleaned out. I think I'll just go home and take a nap before dinner.
Okay, Bart. See you later. Well, that just leaves you and me, Elmo.
Yeah, the Battle of the Titans. And this Titan will open.
And this Titan is raising the opening Titan.
Hello? No, Wilma, Fred isn't here. Barney came home about 2 hours ago, and he's taking a nap.
Gee, I'm really worried. I've had dinner ready for an hour, and Fred still hasn't shown up.
Well, I'm sure he'll show up. He knows Pebbles must be fed.
The cards are getting cold, Elmo. We're not getting any place.
Yeah, we can pick up the game again tomorrow. Hey, where'd everybody go? The place is empty.
Yeah, that's right. What happened?
Beats me. Holy mackerel! It's 8:30.
8:30? Oh, my gosh, I gotta get out of here. Come on, Elmo, we gotta get home with the babies.
Norma will kill me.
See you tomorrow, Elmo.
Right, Fred, good night.
Wow, how did it get late so fast?
It's a good thing I live close by. Come on, Chester, we're home. Hey, you're not Chester. You're Fred's baby.
Is that you, Elmo?
Norma?
Where have you been? It's about time you got home.
It's time I left home again. See you later, Norma. I hope I can catch Fred before he gets home.
Fred!
Hey, Fred!
Elmo!
Hold on, Fred. Wait a minute.
What's the idea, Elmo? I gotta get home.
Look! Pebbles! What are you doing in there? We had the wrong carriages, Fred. It's lucky I discovered it in time.
Yeah, imagine what would have happened.
Good night again, Fred. See you tomorrow.
So long, Elmo. Oh, boy, that was a close call.
Here we are, Chester. Home again.
Oh, no, not again. Elmo Rockbottom, where'd you run off to?
The same place I'm running off to again.
We're home, Pebbles, darling. Now keep covered up good. This night air is chilly. Now, if Wilma hasn't missed us, we're okay. Elmo Rockbottom's kid. Oh, I gotta return him and get Pebbles back.
Fred Flintstone?
Hiya, Wilma. Nice evening, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Now, you bring Pebbles inside this minute.
Oh, boy, Elmo, where are you?
Come on, Fred, I mean right now.
Elmo.
Here, let me have the baby. Oh, what's wrong with Pebble's voice?
Nothing, she's just tired.
Fred, come back here with that baby.
Later, Wilma, she needs a rest right now.
Fred Flintstone, you open this door immediately.
Hold it down, Wilma. You're frightening the baby.
Frightening my own child? What's happening in there? Fred, I'm coming in.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rise. Oh, boy. When the bell breaks, the cradle will fall.
Fred!
Elmo, boy, am I glad to see you.
Here's your kid, Fred.
Dad!
Oh, boy, is Daddy ever glad to see you, sweetheart. Thanks, Elmo, you saved my life.
You're welcome. See you tomorrow. Chester! Hey, Fred! Give me my boy! Hiya, Chester!
Fred, you open this door at once or I'll break it down.
Okay, okay. What is all the commotion about, honey? Can't a man sing his little baby daughter to sleep? Sometimes you new mothers think that fathers have no rights at all. Now, what is for dinner, Wilma? I am starved.
I just know that Fred's been up to something. But what?
Boy, delivering the Sunday papers takes a lot out of a little kid like me. I gotta think ahead. College, wife, and kids. Gee, what a rat race.
Good morning, Fred.
Rise and shine. Fred? He's up already. And he's got Pebbles up, too. There's something funny going on. He never gets up before noon on a day he can sleep in. Not in the kitchen, either. They're gone! Hello?
Oh, yes, I know, Wilma. I saw Fred and Pebbles leaving early this morning. Barney and the baby went with them. Didn't even bother having breakfast.
Neither did Fred. There's something very strange going on, Betty.
This Daddy Anonymous gimmick gets a guy out of a lot of yard work, huh, Barney?
Yeah, sort of makes you look forward to the weekends.
Hiya, pal. Anybody here yet?
Are you kidding? The club is jammed. Sunday is a real big day here.
They've been out for hours with those babies, and we haven't heard one word.
Maybe they like to wheel baby carriages.
Oh, I don't buy that at all. Those two are up to something. I just feel it.
Maybe you're right, but what could it be?
I don't know. But let's see if any other husbands have been acting strange on weekends.
My, yes, Mrs. Flintstone. My husband did leave early this morning, and he took Junior with him. They were gone yesterday, too.
That's right, Wilma. Elmo's been disappearing with Chester every weekend.
Strange? I'll say, I never get to see my husband or the baby at all on weekends, and our yard looks terrible.
Every husband in town seems to be out with the baby somewhere.
What'll we do, Wilma?
There's nothing to do but wait for them to come home. Ooh, wait till I get my hands on that man.
Just because I'm the newest member in the Daddy's Anonymous Club, they send me out for the food. Oh, hi, officer.
Good afternoon. Here, let me open that door for you.
Oh, thanks, officer. Gee, this bag is full of Bronto burgers and pizza pies. The guys sure work up an appetite playing cards all day. Here, thanks again.
You're welcome. Playing cards all day?
I'll raise you 10.
I'll see that and raise you. Give me 2 cards.
I'll take 1.
Boy, I'll make sergeant for this. That's right, Chief. At Boulder's Garage. Send all the wagons you got. There's a couple of hundred of them in there.
I got 3 kings. What do you got, Barney?
Four policemen.
4 policemen? Oh, yeah. Show them to me.
Right there, Fred, at the door.
All right, you guys, freeze. This is a raid.
Maybe it's them.
Oh, watch me tell Fred a thing or two. Now, you listen to me, Fred Flintstone. I've had enough of these mysterious... Who? The police. What? I see. Thank you.
What is it, Wilma? What's wrong?
Pebbles and Bam Bam are in jail.
Oh,
come on, Betty. We gotta get down to the station house right away.
All right, ladies. Whose little baby is this?
That's my Chester. I'll take him, officer.
I have another little boy here.
Junior, come to Mama, honey.
And here's a cute little girl.
Pebbles. Oh, that's my baby, officer. I'll take her.
Here you are, ma'am. All right, that takes care of all the babies except one. Now, whose little powerhouse is this?
Bam Bam, put the nice policeman down and come to Mama.
Now you all have your babies back, ladies. And you may have your husbands back by posting $100 bail.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't give 2 cents for my husband.
Yeah, let mine stay in here for a while, and I'll know where he is.
Well, the way I look at it, Fred, the girls will have to get over their mad before they bail us out.
Right.
And then they'll start to miss us, and finally they'll come a-running.
Yeah, but how long will that take?
Well, give or take a few minutes, I'd say about 6 months.
That figures.
Flintstones.